This isn't just
about 2,000 years ago, right? So we should be following what he taught, right? Not what man-made, right? And so the Roman Catholic Church was not created by Christ. And we can prove that in the Scriptures, because the Scriptures are our only truth that we follow, right? So test yourself to that. And they don't have a biblical gospel either. You're not going to find eternal life through the Roman Catholic teaching. You can't work your way to heaven, but good works are the fruit of being in Christ. So do they teach you to be born again?
Right to God?
No.
Yeah, see, that's key. Jesus said you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God.
And so consider that, neighbors, with the last
so if Jesus
coming,
said that, then it must
coming,
be true, right?
Other.
When I got confirmed, they did.
There's
like,
going to come
okay,
a judgment
so
day.
You're getting, like, the
and
the
we don't
fire
want you to be judged and
you.
Sent away.
Yeah, what, I was
we
a Lutheran, and they're kind of like Catholic, right? They're unbiblical also. It's a bunch of man-made teachings and rules
and
laws. Now, Christ has his commandments for us to do, but the Roman Catholics aren't keeping them. Baptist, Methodist, Anabaptist, no man-made denomination is keeping any of that. So let me share the gospel with you real quick. So you do believe in Christ who shed his blood and died for us for the forgiveness of sins. And now you have to repent. Repenting is turning of your mind and your ways toward God. So all your old life is behind you. All your sin, your worldliness, your carnality, your sinful pursuits, right? And now you're seeking after holiness and obedience through him. And what he will do, if you have a willing heart for that, you'll be born from above, which means he gives you his Holy Spirit. Now that's something that happens when you're older. They can't pour water on you and call you a child of God like the Lutherans and the Catholics do. And confirmation does not confirm, it confirms what they did, right? Confirmation is confirming what they did to you that you had no choice in. Is that right?
Kind of. I took it as, like, I chose to go and get confirmed. Like, it wasn't put on me. Like, I chose to go and strengthen my faith through confirmation. Like, it was my choice.
Okay.
And I did it for myself.
Okay,
so like for God, like for my relationship with God.
And I understand that part, but you're missing a part of it. You must be born from above. So, and I'm not saying you're not. I don't know if you are. But if you are, you're going to see through the Roman Catholic teachings and see how they're not true, because you'll be studying the Scriptures and comparing it to them. And you'll see they're teaching you to do what you're not supposed to do, not teaching you what you should do. And that's called transgression, right? Eve did something she shouldn't do, and what happened? One thing put her outside the garden, right? Right. So I was talking about being born from above. So when you get the Holy Spirit within you, your whole life changes. You no longer like sin. You try hard not to practice it. You study the Scriptures, and you test everything you're taught, right, to the Scriptures to see if it lines up, because that's our only work, our only source of truth. Not the Roman Catholics. Do you know they killed people? 50 million people in the Dark Ages. Do you know that? I know a lot of young people don't even know that.
When you believe in Christ, you keep his commandments.
So look at the basis. They're built on blood. The Lutherans, they're built on Martin Luther, who was a murderer as well. He hated the Jews. So how can we have a foundation built on truth and Christ if it's built on man-made lies and blood and murder, right?
Your heart, your mind.
So test yourself to that. And after you're born again, you're going to strive for holiness. And you're going to leave it all behind and keep doing it until you die. They're not teaching you the truth. So go test yourself. Our email's on there. I'd love to talk to you and help you in that. Your soul is on the line.